Hi, hello.
It's ridiculous.
Hello, I'm Danielle Tame, and welcome to Acting Conversations on Craft, a podcast where I am lucky enough to get to sit down with industry experts and talk about all things acting. Enjoy.
Before I talk about the amazing conversation that Heidi Dean was gracious enough to have with me, I need to add a quick note that this conversation was recorded before Twitter changed its name to X. Yes, it has taken me that long to edit this episode. Now, most of you probably know that Heidi Dean is known in the industry as the top social media strategist for actors. She has also recently published a book, Social Media for Actors, 100 Essential Tips to Grow, Thrive, and Survive Online. When I was trying to figure out how to introduce this episode, I realized that I always seem to say the same things about my guests, how they're passionate about what they do, how they love to help actors, and how they have given me great information to share. But it's true every single time. And Heidi Dean is no exception. So if you are like me and have a love-hate relationship with social media, then you will get a lot out of this conversation. And if you are part of the I Hate Social Media Club, I think you will get a lot out of this conversation because Heidi gets it. She too was once part of that club. That is, until she started to understand the power it had to connect her to people. And it isn't just about the numbers. As she says, social media enabled her to connect with the right people on her own terms. Over a decade later, it has become her career, her mission, her passion to help as many actors as possible optimize their use of social media for their careers. While she steers away from saying we, as actors, should use social media, she does wonder why we wouldn't. After all, it's free. It's creative, and it's not going away. I gave her a whole host of reasons why some of us don't want to use it, don't like using it, don't want to learn. And she came back with a whole host of reasons why that is and how to change our mindset. And it is a change in mindset that, as this conversation shows, could help our careers. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with social media guru Heidi Dean.
Well, today I am talking to Heidi Dean, who's the social media guru for actors. And I want to thank you so much for agreeing to come on to the podcast and giving me an hour of your time, because I know that you are a very, very busy person. But you are the creator of Marketing for Actors, and you offer classes and workshops specifically for actors who want to improve their social media presence and their tech savviness. You've spoken at conferences and film festivals for SAG-AFTRA, for Equity, Backstage. And I know that, or I would assume that in every conversation that you have, the conversation is probably very similar. You probably have a group where you have those who hate social media, those who love social media, and then those who are sort of in that in-between. And I guess I would probably fall in that in-between. You are on all the platforms, except, I mean, I know you're on Facebook, but you don't like Facebook and you typically don't.
No, I used to be there a lot. I used to have a huge group of 6,000 actors just learning social media, but I kind of said goodbye a couple of years ago and really focused where my audience was, which is what I suggest actors should do too. So my audience, a lot of them were on Instagram, they were on Twitter, they were going to TikTok, they were on YouTube. So I moved where my people were.
Right. You follow the audience.
Yes. Yes.
And people may not know this, but your favorite social media platform is Twitter.
Yes, it always. Yeah. I get that question asked a lot because people assume it's going to be Instagram, or they assume maybe TikTok, or YouTube, and they're always surprised when I say Twitter. I'm a words person. I like writing things down first. I found over the years that Twitter's been an amazing platform for me to keep things brief. Even if we're making Instagram reels, even if we're making YouTube videos, we need to say what we're going to say in as small amount of time as possible. So Twitter is that amazing place for me to where I've learned, what do I want to say and how do I say that in the smallest amount of characters possible? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem I see with a lot of actors' posts is that they just say too much. We need a thick script. We need to tear it down. What do you want to say? How do you want to say it? How do you want to make us feel? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you want to make us do? And let's do that in the smallest amount of time as possible. And Twitter's a great training ground for that, obviously.
Right. Right. Well, that makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. I've heard you say that you started out hating social media. And I heard, I was listening to the conversation that you had with Juwan Johnson. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. Yeah. And you said that our mindsets as actors mm-hmm. have to change towards, you know, as the way that we think about social media. So is that what happened with you? You know, that kind of mindset of like, it's icky, it's bleh, don't want to do it, to let's embrace it.
Yeah. I mean, that switch for me from being, you know, team social media hater, right? Mm-hmm. I hate social media. It happened years ago now. You know, people now in 2023, you know, even 2015, they now see Heidi Dean emojis, hugs, and hashtags, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they see. But, you know, the reality is I really didn't get social media when I first got on it. And mm-hmm. social media back then was just Facebook and Twitter. You know, I didn't grow up with social media. I didn't even have a cell phone until after I graduated NYU. I grew up with a little electronic typewriter and a rotary mm-hmm. phone, you know, hashtag true story there. So, you know, it was something I had to teach myself mm-hmm. and it was confusing. I thought hashtags were silly and, you know, kind of like, look at me. Yeah. And it really did seem like a waste of time to me when I first was there. I'm a doer. Mm-hmm. And back then I was like, this is going to just waste time. And the switch for me really happened when I realized the power of connection on these networks. Yeah. When I realized that you could put yourself in circles of pretty much anyone you wanted to know. Mm-hmm. Right? While you're drinking coffee at home. That was a huge game changer for me on so many levels because, I mean, I'm an introvert and which also surprises people because mm-hmm. they just see Heidi talking about social media and being bubbly. I'm an introvert. And I realized social media was this magical place where I could connect with the right people on my own terms, on my own schedule. Mm-hmm. And for me now, 100,000 plus followers and subscribers later, it was obviously life-changing, right?
Right.
And, you know, honestly, making connections on social media is still what gets me excited to this day, both for myself and my clients.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because that was part of my question was, what is it that excites you about social media? And it's, you know, clearly it is that connection.
Still to this day, it was the changing point for me, the little turning point. But still to this day, just because it blows my mind every day when I hear a story from a client about someone they connected with and how that changed their career. Or for me, the people I get to meet every single day on social media, there's nothing like it. There really isn't.
And clearly you've been doing something right, because like you said, you know, the number of followers that you have. And I also heard you say on a conversation that you've never reached out to do any of these talks or to be. And, you know, like me, I reached out to you and you very kindly said yes. And so, you know, that's pretty amazing, really.
I've been saying this quote for a while. I say it on stages, I say it on podcasts, and you know, when people, especially when I'm talking about networking, it's an amazing thing to me that since I started my blog Marketing for Actors, which is the number 4, by the way, anyone mm-hmm. listening, since I started that blog in 2015 when I started educating publicly, what we're 8 years from then, mm-hmm. 8 years now, I have never reached out for one podcast, one speaking opportunity, mm-hmm. anything. And that means SAG-AFTRA, that means Equity, SAG Foundation, podcast, universities, like not even one. And it blows my mind that I can say that. But what I do follow up that with every time is, you know, it doesn't mean I didn't know how to put myself in circles of the people I wanted to know online. Right. Oh yeah, I did that, right? Mm-hmm. It didn't mean I didn't have my system in place to stay top in mind with the people I already knew and the people that already know, like, and trust my work. I'm always staying top of mind with those people so that when a conference comes up, they need a quote from me, they need something or a quote from somebody in social media, they're always like, oh, Heidi, right? Because I'm always staying top of mind with these connections. So really, is it because I'm doing good work? Is it because, yes, but at the same time, it's because I have a system in place to stay top of mind with my connections. And I have a system in place to put myself in front of the people I want to know. And I like explaining it in that way because I feel like actors can see the connection point for them and how they could do the same thing. Because obviously they're not teaching social media, but I hope you can hear, like, I could set up a system to stay top of mind with the people I know on social. I could put myself in front of these people I want to know on social. And it can be a game changer for them too.
So is this something, and I know I'm trying not to use the word should, but is this something that you would highly, highly recommend for all actors to be doing?
Yeah, I understand what you mean about should. You know, actors should be doing whatever the hell they want to be doing themselves, right? So you do whatever you want. You know, and actors should really be doing whatever helps them reach their career goals. I believe that, you know, if there are things that can help you reach your career goals and you know about them and they're accessible and they're free, why are you not doing them, right? And that's kind of how I look at social media. It is a free PR tool that can help an actor reach so many goals. There's just so many reasons that social media is helpful to an actor in this digital age. And we could talk about, you know, some of the main reasons for a second, if that's cool with you.
I'd love anything. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like it's important to know the why that it's important because, you know, so many people are saying social media is important for actors and artists, but you have to know why it's important besides your manager saying it or a casting director or Heidi saying it's important because you're going to get on social and at some point you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get stuck. And if you don't know the actual why behind it, you're gonna leave. But there's just so many reasons. The obvious reason is that it's becoming part of an actor's job, right? I used to say social media was really just about relationships. You know, savvy actors would use it to build relationships and meet new people. But now it's really rare to not see posting guidelines in a contract for any type of job, right? Guidelines. And usually these are for, you know, when not to post, right? Which is cool though. It's a business, right? Well, you have to know that at all levels, from blockbusters to smaller web series, you know, producers are really thrilled when you can help them build buzz by spreading the word about their project to your fans, no matter how many fans you have. The reality now is that your next contract could, you know, involve live tweeting, could require posting, or even an Instagram takeover. It's just really become part of the business. I don't look at this as a negative thing. A lot of people hear me say those words like takeovers and live tweeting and posting and they go, ugh, right? But the good news is I have clients who have negotiated for more money when they received posting requirements in their contract. I've had other clients who, when asked to live tweet with the cast, you know, they didn't just do it on their own. They were, you know, told live tweet in the cast. It was in their contract. They were compensated for it. It's part of your job, but it's also a very powerful thing for an actor now. Those things are also very powerful tools to grow your audience as well when you're in a project. So I don't look at these as bad things. You know, I really think, you know, it's becoming part of an actor's job, but it's actually a positive thing. You can collect your fans with every job you do now, not just lose them after every job. You can collect them on social, right? And they can follow your journey. Another reason why it's so important beyond that obvious one that it's becoming part of your job is because of relationships, which we've already alluded to. You know, your relationships are your career. And a big part of being successful in this business is who you know, but a lot of it is who knows you. And I really believe social media is the world's best tool for staying top of mind with the people you already know. Because the people you already know in this business, they already know, like, and trust you. They know, like, and trust your work. And I am all, nobody can see me right now, but I have a big cup of coffee.
Coffee is your thing.
Coffee is my
coffee
thing.
Coffee and cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm. I have 33 pairs now. I just went up by two because I have. I got to wear one to an award show coming up. I have a really cool pair.
Are they color? I'm sorry to interrupt, yeah. But are they color coordinated? Do you buy them? Do you buy your outfits according to your boots, or do you buy your boots according to your outfits?
Well, or is just it so everyone blood? Doesn't think I'm crazy, I have 33 pairs of cowboy boots. I'm a big vintage shopper, whether it's like for dresses. I have a lot of cool mm-hmm. dresses. I'm really big on thrift stores and vintage. Mm-hmm. A lot of my boots are vintage. So sometimes I just find really cool boots. Mm-hmm. Sometimes for the few that I actually have ordered and bought, those were definitely to match something, probably for speaking, probably because I was going to be on stage. But the ones I'm wearing next week at the award show, I've got a very sparkly dress, and these are also, they're like white and have little sparkles on them. They're very cute.
Nice. Cute. Anyway, sorry, we digress. But
okay, back to coffee, my other love. This is going to be titled "Coffee and Cowboy Boots." this episode. Yeah,
there you go.
So we were talking about relationships, and we then talked about my relationships with my cowboy boots. But relationships. So you know, I love coffee. I love in-person coffee dates. That's where mm-hmm. we were. You know, I love. Coffee dates. I love email communication, right? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really compare with social media for just making touch points with these people who know you and staying top of mind. So you're on their mind when, you know, when someone's casting, directing, or writing a project, right? If we're always mm-hmm. emailing people or saying, meet me for coffee, that can become intrusive, right?
Right.
But these people, you're really just having little coffee dates all the time online. Right. Once you get organized, you're just staying top of mind with them on social media. And it can make such a difference for you getting in the room, you know, right. whether it's the virtual room or in person. And it also, social media makes a big difference for, you know, meeting new people. You can put yourself in circles with the people you want to know or the people who are creating the work that you want to create.
Yeah.
And we can go on forever about why it's important, right. but, you know, other reasons, you know, obviously you can build an audience for yourself, your content or causes you care about. That's amazing. And now that we have short form video, so Reels, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, right? You can actually use social media like a virtual stage to share your talents, to share your special skills with the world. I mean, there's really no reason to not do that, right?
I know. And sorry, go ahead.
No. So I was going to say, so, you know, going back to the word should. So should you be using social media as an actor? You know, it's up to you. You know, we're talking about a free resource to share your talents, network, maintain your relationships, and grow an audience. What I usually say to an actor that's there is, you know, why aren't you using it? Why do you hate it? Because that's usually the word they're using. Why do you hate it? Because we have to get behind that why, right? Yeah. That's why it's important, but why do you not like it? Because usually there's a solution for that.
Well, that's good to know. And I think because I actually really do enjoy it. I love that aspect of creating something. So I've tried to create more reels because I, you know, listening to you and following you, it's like, reels are the way to go. So it's like, okay, I have to do reels. And I think that's where, because even just talking about it, I'm already berating myself because I haven't done it. I've printed your list of 30 reels, you know, possible reels. And I've gone through it and I'm like, okay, I like this one. I think I'll do that one. I'll do this one. And then I don't get to do it. And I think that piece might be what some of my fellow actors, you know, that's the piece that gets them, because it's kind of like it's overwhelming, and so it becomes almost like a shutdown, kind of, not to speak for those actors out there that I don't know, but so can you speak to that aspect of it?
Yeah, I mean, it can be overwhelming, and I feel like for even say when actors say it's overwhelming, there's a lot of to unpack with that too. Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes for some people, I should back up a little, like, you know, I've, I'm a full-time social media strategist. I've been doing this a long time. I've worked with like thousands and thousands and thousands of actors on their social. Right. So I've heard all the reasons why actors don't like it. I've heard probably heard all the reasons why they're overwhelmed by it. Mm-hmm. And I can probably, you know, let me try to unpack it right here. A couple reasons why it can be overwhelming. You know, one reason that it's overwhelming is, and people don't like it, actors don't like it, is they don't learn the 101, yeah. Right? So they may download my 30 post ideas, which I should tell everyone how to get that since you talked about it. They're mm-hmm. like, where do I get those 30 ideas?
And I'll put it all in the show notes and
okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. It's at postlikeaboss.com. So it's easy to find. Postlikeaboss.com, and you've got 30 days of social media ideas. And some of them are Reels ideas there. But a lot of actors, you know, they get overwhelmed and they hate it because they don't take the time to learn the 101. Right? They sign up for a new platform, they spend like 15 minutes on it, and then they get angry at themselves for not being more savvy. Or, you know, they download my post ideas, but they don't learn how to use everything on Reels. They don't learn they don't give themselves the time to learn the 101. And everybody can learn social media to create the career they want. I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are. It does not matter how good you are with technology. I am the poster child for that, right? learning a new social media platform, it is like riding a bike, learning to ride a bike, right? It takes practice, it takes time, it takes determination. Mm-hmm. And you really have to trust those training wheels before you tackle that big hill. You've got to learn the 101. You got to start slow, learn the basics before you try posting 30 ideas, right? And so that I do see actors get overwhelmed at first because they try to jump ahead without learning the basics, mm-hmm. right? Another big mistake I see that causes overwhelm and burnout is that actors try to be on every platform, and they try to be on every platform 100%. Right. I'm all for you grabbing your names on every platform, and I think you should. It doesn't mean you have to be active everywhere, right? Yeah. Especially when you're first getting started. And that's a big thing. I see people trying to be everywhere when they haven't even really... I don't want to use the word mastered. They don't feel comfortable. Right. I almost said mastered, but we're not here to master anything. you know, they don't even really feel comfortable with one. Right. So, you know, choose your networks or choose one network based on your goals, your career goals, and really spend time learning that one before you try to learn a ton, because mm-hmm. you're going to get burnout and you're going to hate social media, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to say, I don't have time to do this. Yeah. And the other reason, I would say actors feel overwhelmed is, and they also waste time on social, is that they aren't treating it like a business, right? They don't have mm-hmm. a schedule. They don't have systems to stay on track. Right. So they hop on social, they say, I'm going to make this post. And then the next thing they know, it's an hour later and they're still watching Reels or TikToks or right.
That's
and they
me. Never.
Exactly. So you have time to do all 30 posts. You probably could actually make them in just a couple days.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you have to set specific times. Right. I always have my clients, my students, first set a time they're going to manage their social media. And when I say manage, like, when are you going to check your notifications? Your messages, when are you going to engage? Make that a certain time of the day. And mm-hmm. because if you do it all day, you are going to be in that social vortex for hours and you're going to hate social media. And then you're just like, I have no time to post. So, you know, schedule a time.
I've just been caught.
I think I just lost all the listeners because they're like, that's me.
So, but that's why we're here.
Yes. Everyone listening, set a time to manage your social media. It could be different than actually doing the post, but first set a specific time a day to check those notifications, messages, to engage. I like to pair it with something I do every day. I'm holding up my coffee. Yours might be commercial breaks when you watch mm-hmm. TV, right? If you have commercials, depending on how you watch your TV. For my moms out there, I know for me, when I pick up my daughter at school, I have to wait in a long line for a while. That's one time I look at my notifications. A lot mm-hmm. of you probably get a little message from me if you've engaged with me, probably around 2:50, 3 o'clock, right? So mm-hmm. that is a time where if I'm picking my daughter up, I use that time. Hey, maybe it's a glass of wine at night, as long as you're not having too many. That might be your specific time to check notifications.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, make sure you build that in and set it. You could set a timer, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but you know, set a time and set a timer. And I mean, and there are so many ways, this is a whole nother topic of, you know, those 30 days of post ideas, like how can you create them? You know, I'm a big believer and we can batch create things. We can set aside time to batch create a bunch of things at once. We can have them ready to go in a scheduler. There's, you know, there's so many ways we can have our post in a queue ready to go. But that takes strategy, that takes schedule, that takes systems. And without those, social media, you won't have a purpose and you will feel overwhelmed.
And that is, and I do think that that's, I feel like you are speaking to me because I don't have that system in place. So one of the things too, because I came across, I think it was during the pandemic, I think because that's when I really, you know, when we were at home and we were stuck there. And so I and a lot of the casting directors were doing those challenges. You were one of the people also doing webinars, free webinars for actors. And in one of those, you talked about, I think it was the idea of, again, it all comes back to organization, but thinking of your Instagram or your posts as falling into four categories. And then the other day, or no, it was last year, I think it was on a different podcast, you were talking to, it was on the Empowered Artist Collective podcast.
Yes, with Jennifer Apple, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you had talked about having three types of posts. So I don't know if you're talking about the same concept?
No, those are totally different concepts.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about now. And what's so funny, so many people, because of the pandemic, they're like, oh yeah, you started doing webinars during the pandemic. I've been doing webinars since like 2016.
So, yeah. See,
that's just when you discovered me.
And that's why I prefaced it was during the pandemic, because I was, you know, that was me stuck at home doing more social media stuff. But yeah.
So those were actually what the first thing you were, I think you're referring to is really talking about how to structure your story, really finding three or four things. I call them your Fab Four or your Fab Three that make you fabulous, that it is really your brand story online that you are going to tell every time. There's too many actors online that do what I call spaghetti posting.
Right.
You know, that they go online, they don't have a strategy, and every post is about something different. It's like they're throwing spaghetti at the wall. Right. And the problem is in this fast-paced social media world, we have no idea who you are. We have no idea what audience you're trying to attract. And it's the reason you're not growing. And it's the reason you're losing followers all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you have a post or something that goes viral on one of the things you post about, the problem is you lose all those followers the next time you post because your next post is about something totally different. Right. So you show up on our feed and we're like, who is this person? Did I ever follow them? Yeah. So you need to know how you're going to tell your story online. And so that's the four categories. It's totally different than what I was talking about on the Empowered Artists Collective. But actually that is the starting point for your social media, is figuring out your Fab Four, your Fab Three. What are these things? And it's a big topic, but it breaks down into, you know, what do you do? So think about how do you fit into this business? You know, are you an actor? Are you a writer or producer? Are you also, do you do musical theater? You know, what do you do? What do you love outside of acting? It could be one or two things. And then what's your vibe? What's your vibe? What's your energy that we are going to come to know, like, and trust every time we, you know, see you online, no matter where you are? That's really your Fab Four. Some people just go with a Fab Three, which is what you do, what you love, and your vibe. And that's the story you're going to tell over and over again. And it will not get boring for your followers. It will actually be better because there's so many stories you can tell about those stories, right? We are just going to get to know you better. And it's going to be so much easier for you to grow an audience online. So that is the Fab Four that you heard me talk about. I think on Empowered Artist Collective, I was probably talking about different types of posts that actors can post online.
It was storytelling, community, and self-promotion. Those were the, and I know everything from, you know, hearing, seeing what you post on social media and hearing, you know, listening to everything that I've been able to get my hands on, you have talked about storytelling always comes back.
Yes.
To, that seems to be the basis. But yeah, the three things were storytelling, community, and self-promotion.
Yes. And, you know, it does go to storytelling. Yeah. You know, so many people, they look at, you know, they look at social media and they look at platforms like Instagram as like a photo and video sharing platform.
Right.
But really, it's not a photo and video sharing platform. You know, it's really a storytelling platform. You know, you're telling your story through the posts you share. Mm-hmm. And just think about it at the heart of it. Why do most people use Instagram? Most ordinary people, right? Not actors and artists and mm-hmm. public figures. They use Instagram to tell stories about their lives, about kids, about family, about work. It's a storytelling platform. I always say that, you know, Instagram and, you know, social media in general, but Instagram is the movie of you. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting as an artist. You're the lead, you're the director, you cast your supporting characters.
Yeah.
And you get to also decide what parts of your story, what parts of this movie are on the cutting room floor, because we're not going to tell everything. You get to decide how people see you. Yeah. And that's powerful, right? Yeah. So it is storytelling, and it's a really, really powerful, powerful thing. What I was talking about with the Empowered Artist Collective podcast, which if you don't listen to, you all should, it's great, mm-hmm. Is that a lot of times actors are just using social media as a self-promotion tool,
right?
And think about it. We all have that friend who rarely ever posts until they have a show or a booking, and then they go from not posting for months to posting like nonstop about it,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, social media, it's not just for telling us about your bookings and promoting your projects. It's the movie of you, right?
Yeah.
And this movie of you isn't terribly interesting if we only hear every time you book something or every time you want us to go see your show, because you're so much more than the projects you book. Okay.
Yeah, and so, I think actors have a hard time remembering that. Sorry to interrupt, but yeah.
No.
It's everything outside that also, I mean, yes, acting is, I mean, I love it. It's what I do. It's what I want to do until the day I die. But I am who I am as an actor because of everything else around me and everything else that I do. But yeah.
Exactly. I love that. And actually, when I'm working with an actor, and we usually do an exercise when I first meet them, called putting the me in your social media. Really, it's designed to figure out their Fab Four and to mm-hmm. figure out the things that make them the. So that they can tell their story online. And it happens all the time that I get an actor that all their answers are about the business and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And then they get an extra homework assignment from me. I tell them they need to take a soul day. You know, we know Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, they need a soul day. They need to pick one day a week that they're going to feed their soul and they're going to do something outside of acting. Hmm. It could be going to a museum. It could be taking a hike. What do you like to do? It could be reading books, reading biographies of extraordinary people. Like, you need to feed your soul. Not only is it going to help your social media, it's going to help your acting.
Yeah,
it's going to do everything. And sometimes, you know, actors get so busy with the daily grind and #actor hustle, mm-hmm. which I get, that they forget they need to feed their soul. So that is part of it, so that they can create this movie of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think too, any actor that is struggling with that needs to read The Artist's Way, because that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's like the artist date. That is exactly what is recommended. You go for a day and you just, because that does feed your soul and it does invigorate your creative side. So, but yeah. Yep. So, and the community, I know you talked about, so the three different types of posts.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Everyone's listening like, you guys were talking about three types of posts. What are they?
Luckily, I have my notes. So,
well,
staying
I
on
say
track.
That, you know, a good way for actors to look at their social media is that they should have a nice mix of three types of posts. Mm-hmm. The first type is storytelling. So the storytelling posts, really, these are just posts that help us get to know you better.
Right.
Some would call these brand building posts. We get to see a little behind the scenes of your actor's life, but we also get to know you a little as a human. These tell your story. All right. If we go back to the Fab Four idea, these are your Fab Four, right? Mm-hmm. Another type of post that I think actors should have, of the three types of posts, we have storytelling, community. Community posts, these help us get to know your audience better. And there are so many tools online we have now at our disposal, built right into social media to do this. On Instagram, we can use polls, questions, mm-hmm. and stories on our reels, on our post, right? Really just involving our community, finding out more about them, getting to know our audience. And yes, this could be a standalone post, but it also can be using our captions to really bring in our community. Mm-hmm. Self-promotion is the third type. And that's where we started with this conversation, right? Yeah. A lot of actors there, it's like, you should be juggling these three types of balls. No one can see me right now, but I'm pretend juggling right now. I'm air juggling. I can't juggle. A lot of actors are just juggling one ball, right?
Right.
When you need to be juggling storytelling, community, self-promotion, you know, doesn't have to be exactly, you know, 33%, 33%, 33%, but it shouldn't just be that you're only juggling one ball, promotion, right. You know, and that's what I see a lot with actors. There's no posts that help us get to know you better, no posts that help you get to know your audience better and bring them in. And when an actor does this and only posts promo post all the time, we start to tune them out in the feed,
yeah.
right? And if I'm not, you know, your best friend, you know, or your, you know, mom, I'm very likely to unfollow you, right? Yeah. Because it's all about you. Right. So, you know, remember that social media, it's not just a self-promotion tool, it's a storytelling tool, and you should really be juggling those three types of post.
Right.
And actually, the 30 days of post ideas that you mentioned, it has a nice balance of community posts, of storytelling posts, and, you know, posts that are promotional about things that you've booked. So make sure you do get that, because if you're struggling with this, those 30 ideas, it's a nice mix. It's a nice, mm-hmm. healthy mix of all three types of posts. There are some that are specific. There's a couple that actually say, hey, go use this audio, you know, mm-hmm. for a reel. But there's some that can be used for videos, for a static photo. So it's a good mix that you can use them on any platform. And, you know, you can get creative and you can make a video or you can, you know, do a photo with them.
Right. Well, that is something I learned, and it was a challenge. I think it was this right before the holidays or right before Christmas, you had put a challenge out, you know, do you have 6 days or whatever, the 6 days before Christmas.
The 12 days of post 12, ideas.
There yes. you go. 12
days. In my Christmas and, overalls. Yes. Right. The biggest hit was the overalls, actually.
Well, but that is where I was like, oh, I can use a picture of my, you know, I can use a picture in a reel. I mean, I'm learning a lot, and I think and for me that's fun because I love to try new things. But what would you say to actors who might say to you, oh, I'm too old?
I would say there's a 92-year-old grandma on TikTok with 7 million followers. So you're too old? How old are you?
Right.
There's a 92-year-old grandma, and she's not the only one with mm-hmm. millions of followers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I do hear this excuse a lot, and, you know, I'm 43. I know that's not old, but like I said, yeah. I didn't grow up with this. And most right. of the time when I hear this, it does come from being stuck with the tech because right. you didn't grow up with it. Right. And I know that can be frustrating. Okay. Cause I'm the poster child for them. Mm-hmm. And so is my husband, you know, my husband's yeah. an actor and he didn't grow up with this. He's older than me. So, right. You know, so I get it, but I also understand that you can do it.
Right.
Okay. I didn't like it. I'm self-taught. Choose your platforms or choose your platform, right?
Yeah.
Choose
yeah.
one platform, learn the basics, take it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a community called the Tech Savvy Actors, and our motto is you don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. Right. And I feel like sometimes people feel they have to get it perfect.
Yeah.
You don't have to, right? You know, actually doing it wrong is the first step to doing it right. So right. just get it going. It doesn't matter if you do it wrong because you're going to learn it. But really, you know, be careful what you say to yourself, because it's usually this audience too that I, you know, if you keep finding yourself saying, I'm not good at social media because I'm not tech savvy, right? I hear this a lot from this audience. I'm just not tech savvy. I'm not tech savvy. I didn't grow up with it. You become what you believe.
Right.
Okay? You become what you believe. So I really, I invite you to change that and stop saying I'm not tech savvy, because this industry requires us to use technology every day. Right. And every year it's going to involve more and more technology. That's not going away. Right. And the better you are with these new tools of the trade, the more confident you'll be, the more successful you'll be. So really, if this is you, I want you to think about it. Every morning you wake up, you make a choice. I can or I can't. I will or I won't. I am or I'm not. Right. So instead of saying I'm not tech savvy, change your script. You know, watch a few of my videos and say,
absolutely,
I'm becoming a more tech savvy actor, because if you are watching those videos, you already are. Right. Okay. So take a step and start saying, I'm becoming a more tech savvy actor, and then take another step, but stop saying I'm not tech savvy, change your script.
And I bring this up because it is something that I hear a lot. And for me, sometimes it's frustrating because we are perpetuating that idea that older people can't learn how to do tech. And that drives me insane.
Well, what's interesting is I find a lot of the people that, and this is a generalization, I have a lot of older clients that are great with the tech. So, but some of my older clients, they're great with etiquette. They're great. They're the best with building relationships when they learn how to set up a system. Nice. Where this is a generalization, but sometimes with younger people, that is harder for them.
Right.
So it's interesting for me because I've worked with so many different ages to see different people's strengths. So what you think like is hard for you, something that you're very good at is probably hard for somebody else. Right. At, you know, in a different field or a different age, you know, maybe a younger actor. So, so you got to realize that, you know, not everyone can do everything. Right.
Right. Right. And it's interesting that you talk about etiquette. So are you, when you say that as far as social media, are you talking about the way that, people respond to you, the way that they reach out?
Oh yes. The way people reach out to people in the business, you know, whether a lot of times it's casting directors on the other end of that, but you could be reaching out to a director. You should see my inbox right now. Some people's etiquette is crazy how they think they can just ask for favors and ask for auditions. And that's not how social media works. It's just like offline. And a lot of, you know, there's a lot of etiquette that's not being used in terms of networking, you know, because people are treating their social media completely different than they would in person. You know, in person, we'd never walk up to someone and say, you know, hi, nice to meet you. Can you do me a favor? And a lot of people are doing that online and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
No. And if you are doing that in person, don't.
Exactly.
Just don't.
Exactly.
So, oh my goodness. So what about the safety aspect? So some people might have a concern as far as, because I know one of the things that you have said, and it makes sense, is to have your profile or your social media be public so that anybody can. What would you say to somebody who's a little bit concerned about that safety component?
Well, I would tell them that nothing is private on social media. So if you really want like to be completely private, then don't be on social media.
Right.
Most actors, if you're going to be on social media for your career, it's got to be public.
Right.
You know, this is why how you tell your story is so important though, because you actually have ultimate power. And this is why we've actually seen so many A-listers and celebrities that said they would never be on social media change their mind. Well, it's for two reasons. Number one, they're getting paid for it now. They're realizing, it's part of my job. But also they're realizing it's powerful. If something happens, they don't have to wait for a news outlet to break. They don't have to wait for a tabloid to talk about it. They can break the news themselves. They can tell the story themselves. It's actually a very powerful tool for your privacy. And the ones that didn't have it, that's one, you know, a lot of these big actors, that's one of the reasons some of them do have it now, because it's put the power back in their hands for them to come out to their followers, whether it's something good or bad, and they can break the news. Right. I remember this happened a few years back when Kevin Hart had some issues, and he was so smart. He came out to his public to talk about it first before it even really broke on the news. And his audience loved him for it, when it would have been the reverse had he not used his channels that way. So, you know, nothing is private on social. So if you're really doing it for privacy, I would say just don't use social media then.
Because we're wrapping up here, much to my dismay, because I could pick your brain for hours. But so if there's, you know, one thing that you would want actors to take away from this conversation, what would it be?
Well, so much of our conversation has like centered on, you know, social media choices and mindset. So, you know, really anyone listening, you know, you get to decide what social media means to you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're either actor A or actor B. I've worked with so many actors, and most of them fall into this category, actor A and actor B. They're both looking at a pathway of stones, but they approach them totally different. Same pathway, different approaches. We've talked about actor A a lot today. Actor A sees that path of stones, social media, as stumbling blocks, you know, something they have to do. You know, why do I have to be on social media? It's a waste of time. It's stupid. I just want to act. Right. Actor B sees the same pathway of stones as stepping stones for opportunity to build their influence, opportunity to grow an audience, opportunity to meet more people in the business, opportunity to strengthen the relationships they already have. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you whether you're actor A or B, but you have to know that if you're going to use social media, you'll never get good at something you don't like to do or you don't want to do. Okay. So if you are actor A and that looks familiar, some of the things we talked about sounded familiar, I invite you to shift your mindset from stumbling block to stepping stone. It's really that switch that changed the game for me and took me from barely surviving to thriving online, even as an introvert. And I know it's that small switch, well, big switch actually, that, you know, has helped so many of my clients. A lot of social media does come back right down to your mindset.
Yeah. And okay, so my last question will be for you too. Is there a question that I haven't asked that you wished I had? And what would that be? And what would your answer be?
A question I haven't asked. I was going to say, how many pairs of cowboy boots do you have? But we already did that.
We did.
A lot of people ask me, how have I changed over the years with social media?
Oh, actually, that was one of my questions. I forgot to ask. So go ahead.
I get asked that a lot. How have I changed? You know, what would I do differently? I used to dread video content. I remember a long time ago, but back when Periscope came out, the first live streaming, I remember, you know, before Facebook Live, and like I remember going on my first live and shaking. Like I was so scared of any type of video, live video, video, which makes people laugh now because like 95% of my content now is video. I teach people how to use video. And I use way more video than I used to, right? Mm-hmm. And like I said, 8 years later, probably 7-8 years later, most of my content is video. So, you know, for me, that's been a big change. And I would tell myself 7-8 years ago, Heidi, just do it. Nice. You know, there's nothing to be scared of. Like I said, doing it wrong is the first step to doing it right. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm a recovering perfectionist, right? It's something I work on every single day. And that's what I would tell myself. I would go back to that Heidi and say, Heidi, just get on video. Video is going to be a game changer for you because it's a connection tool. And everyone listening, if you're afraid to do reels, you're afraid to, you know, you've been wanting to do a YouTube channel, but you're afraid, video is magical. Video is a magical way to connect with people. If you find yourself hiding behind quote images and things you're putting out there, you know, just put yourself out there. Yeah. Okay. And focus more on connection, not perfection. That's my motto every time I get on social media. Right. I focus on connection, not perfection. And, you know, I guess it's come with time, you know, it's taken lots of time that for me to be able to do that, you know, but I now truly understand, you know, 8 years later in my bones that not everyone is going to like me on social media, right. And that is fine. In fact, that's awesome. People, when I say that, they say, but Heidi, you're like super likable, but no, not everyone likes me. I have major haters. You should see my email sometimes. You know, not everyone is going to like you, and that is fine. It means I'm actually attracting more of the people who love me and more people who love my content. And I know when you get started on social, that's a harder thing to embrace. Right. Yeah. So I guess that's a lot of things I just said, you know, great video, you know, focus on connection. I couple those together because video is like the ultimate connection tool, right? And had I realized that initially, I would have just done it. So don't be afraid of video and stop trying to be perfect. Focus on connection, not perfection.
Right. And I think the piece that you said too was that reminder that not everybody's going to like you. And so if you do lose followers, you have to be okay with that because those are the people that aren't interested in what you have to say, and that's fine.
Well, and the reality is once you really start honing in on how you're going to tell your story, your account's going to change a little bit. Your story is going to change, you know, story's going to get more focused, and you will lose people, and that's okay because they're not on that journey for that story. You don't want those people that don't want to be along for that ride. They're not going to engage with your post. They're not going to care. And they may become trolls. So bye-bye, right? You want the people that are truly going to be there and applauding you and cheering you on for that journey, that story that you're telling. No number on the screen is more important than that.
What a great place to end it. So before I let you go, could you just quickly, you know, tell us how people I'll put it all in the show notes, but if you could tell people how to connect with Heidi Dean.
Sure. Yeah. You can go to marketingforactors.com, and that is the number 4. And across social, I am Marketing for Actors. Find me on social. That's really the best place. Say hi. Tell me where you found me.
Excellent. Well, Heidi, thank you so very much for giving me an hour of your time and all of your pearls of wisdom.
Well, thank you. I'll see you on social.
All right. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Acting Conversations on Craft. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. If you enjoy these conversations, please feel free to leave a review or rate the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks again, and until next time.